Foxton Readers Level 3 Oliver Twist by Charles Dickens Retold by C.S. Woolley Read by Sally Cave
Copyright Foxton Books 2017
Chapter 1 Oliver was born in London. He was all alone because he had no parents. He went to live in a workhouse. Mr. Bumble was in charge of the workhouse. Oliver was a small boy. There was not much food at the workhouse. They ate gruel in a stone hall. They worked very hard every day. They said their prayers every night. They didn't have any toys or time to play. The children in the workhouse were always hungry. One day, the boys said to Oliver, "Go and ask for more." They all finished their food but were still hungry. Oliver was sitting at the table. He stood up. He walked to the cook who was standing by a big pot of gruel.
"Please, sir, I want some more," said Oliver.
"What?" the cook asked.
"Please, sir, I want some more," replied Oliver.
The cook hit Oliver with a ladle. Mr. Bumble saw this. He ran to the workhouse board. There were many rich old men on the board.
"Mr. Limpkins, I beg your pardon, sir. Oliver Twist asks for more."
"For more?" said Mr. Limpkins.
"He did, sir," replied Mr. Bumble.
Mr. Bumble and the board thought, "We need to punish Oliver." They put Oliver in a small and dark room. They locked the door and left him all alone. He was cold and hungry in the room. At dinner time, Mr. Bumble took Oliver to the hall. He whipped Oliver in front of the other boys. The other boys never asked for more. The board and Mr. Bumble sent Oliver to work for an undertaker. They didn't want him in the workhouse. The undertaker was called Mr. Sowerberry. He was an odd man. Noah Claypole worked for the undertaker. He didn't like Oliver. He was nasty to Oliver. Oliver didn't like working at the undertaker's. Charlotte worked for the undertaker too. She was a nice lady. She was kind to Oliver. She told Noah to leave Oliver alone. Oliver tried not to listen to Noah. Noah kept saying horrible things. One day he said nasty things about Oliver's mother. Oliver got angry. He attacked Noah. He knocked over the table and chair in the parlour. He grabbed Noah by the throat. Then Oliver punched him. Noah ran away.
"He'll murder me," cried Noah. "Help!"
"Oh, you little wretch," said Charlotte. She hit Oliver to stop him from hurting Noah.
"Run to Mr. Bumble, Noah,"
Mrs. Sowerberry said. She tried to stop Oliver. Noah ran to get Mr. Bumble.